Jacob and Esau. The firstborn, Esau, is the one who had the majority of his father's inheritance coming to him, as well as the honor and title of being the firstborn, which was a very big deal in Old Testament days. In Genesis 25, when Esau got back from a hunting trip, he was so hungry that he traded his inheritance to his younger brother Jacob for a bowl of lentil soup. Crazy, huh? Can you imagine trading so much for something so small? Well, think of all the vices in your own life and all that you've traded in for your sin. Think of all the times you've chosen comfort instead of heroism, passing pleasure instead of eternal joy, and sin instead of sainthood. When you consider your sins in light of the big picture, wow, we must look pretty crazy to the angels and saints sometimes. This is Chris Stefanik from reallifecatholic.com.
This is listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 on WVSG Columbus and FM 88.3 WSGR New Boston, Portsmouth.
Here's a way you can be extraordinary. Support Catholic Radio today. It is an apostolate that is literally changing lives. We've been hearing personal stories during the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio this week, just the first day of our three-day drive, and it really tugs on my heartstrings because this really brings it home why we have this apostolate, why we're all here just shouting from the rooftops about Catholic Radio. It is a blessing for the Diocese of Columbus. Not everyone has it, and we're so blessed to have the kind of local and national programming that we're able to bring our Catholic friends, our non-Catholic friends, our fallen away Catholic friends. So you're doing such good work by picking up that phone, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. It's been a tough couple of years. There's people who are unemployed, underemployed, and yet the giving continues. I think people are stepping into the breach and giving on behalf of those who can't. God sees that. We see that, and it is wonderful, and your reward will be eternal in heaven for supporting this station, a place where people can come to and drink from this, you know, font of grace, where they can hear the truth of Jesus Christ and the church he founded. So thank you for being with us and tuning in, and most of all for your generous giving at 614-459-4820. stgabrielradio.com. Since it's 5 o'clock, we're on one more hour for today, then we'll go to the regular programming. So let me just kind of sum up what we're looking for. Each day we have a goal, an overarching goal. We have 17 more gifts that we're looking for before this hour is up. So really important to keep us on track. Sustaining members, we're looking for 17 more of those. So hey, let's get 17 new sustaining members. That would be awesome. We're looking for 5 more leadership gifts. Leadership gifts are $1,000 or more. We've had some of them come in today, and the sustaining member is $20 or more. And we're having one-time gifts as well. Those are always welcome. And just know that right now, until 6, so one more hour, we're doing that special matching gift where whatever you give is being matched dollar for dollar. So you're doubling your gift. This is the perfect time to pick up that phone, 614-459-4820, and call in your donation. All callers, all donors during the Spring Spirit Drive will be eligible to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live that's coming to Ohio at the Ohio Expo Center June 18th and 19th. That is presented by the one and only Father John Ricardo. This is going to be a huge, huge event at the diocese, and you may win 4 tickets just by calling 614-459-4820. Plus, if you are a current, new, or increasing sustaining member, increasing your sustaining membership, all of you are invited to stop by the station now through April, and we have a special hardcover prayer book for you called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, and that's waiting for you at the station. I encourage you to come to the station. It's beautiful, and there's great people who work there and kind of see where all the excitement is. And in the meantime, I have a guest that I'm going to bring on this half hour, and her name is Lisa Ward. She is from St. Paul's in Westerville. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me to join you on the radio. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. Believe me. Hey, before we get any further in our conversation, Lisa, can you open us with a prayer, please?
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you for starting us that way. Every half hour, Lisa, we have a priest name before us. This is Father Anthony Davis from St. Matthias, and we are trying to get a total of 7 gifts. And when we hit 7, he gets a gift card for Tim Hortons. It's just a little way for us to say thank you to our beloved priests. We have so many awesome priests in this diocese. So we have 2 gifts that came in at the top of the half hour that I want to mention. We have, and I don't remember if I mentioned this on air, so maybe repeat. So let me say it. It's Sharon and Mike from Blessed Sacrament, and they have become a sustaining member. So thank you so much, Sharon and Mike. And then we have Brandy from St. Francis in Newark. She's giving a gift, and she says, I love hearing the rosary, and she is giving in honor of Deacon Eric Wright, who was just on the phone with us the last half hour. So Brandy, thank you so much for your generous gift at 614-459-4820 here on the St. Gabriel Spring Spirit Drive. Lisa, we've been showcasing lay people during the Spirit Drive and all the beautiful ministries they're involved in. I know you're up at St. Paul's. So let's talk about some of your ministries. Let's start there. You are a volunteer coordinator with the CCWC, the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we just had an awesome conference last month. And it was the first time that St. Paul was the host parish for the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. So it was really exciting. Lots of people that attended for the first time. And it was just an amazing experience. I know I've just heard nothing but great things and awesome testimony since the conference.
Yeah, I always say, I was covering it for the radio this year, and as I've done before, and I always say, how are they going to top this one? And then somehow they always top that one. You know, it was just amazing and great to be in person, of course, and see that. I also know that you and your husband lead a marriage ministry team and are involved in pre-Cana retreats. Tell us a little bit about that ministry.
Yeah, so we actually helped start the marriage ministry team about 5 years ago, and we really just wanted to support, nurture, and just celebrate marriages at St. Paul. So we've offered various programming for married couples since the beginning, and we began getting involved with pre-Cana work in the past year, which is really exciting. We actually have a pre-Cana retreat that we're hosting at St. Paul this Saturday, so prayers for all of those engaged couples.
That is wonderful. And marriage is something, obviously, it's a building block of society. So important to fortify the marriage. It's so important to prepare people for marriage, help them understand you're entering into a sacrament, you're entering into a vocation of service, what God's plan is for marriage, so different than what the world says. So such an important thing to do is build those good marriages. And that's something that I believe Catholic Radio does a really good job. We have programs that talk about the subject of marriage as sacrament, as vocation. And I think that's what is feeding so many people and then helping them pass that faith on to their children and build that domestic church at home, which we're all called to do. So I'm seeing a lot of our guests, the Spirit Drive, are involved in marriage ministries in one way or another, whether it's at the parish level or the diocesan level. So thank you so much, Lisa, for all your work with that. That is a beautiful ministry. How long have you been listening to Catholic Radio? When did that become a part of your journey?
Yeah, so I've been listening to Catholic Radio for quite a long time. I started probably the most after I had graduated high school, and I was going to college, and I was commuting back and forth several hours across Ohio, and that's when I really started to listen to Catholic Radio a lot. I feel like it's been kind of like a friend or a mentor in my faith formation. And I know that later on, after I started dating my now husband, and he was kind of in the searching phase of his conversion, listening to AM820 really had a huge impact in his life as well.
You know, I know that you also, when a getting some notes on you. I know you've been through a health struggle in your past, but I kind of want to save that story because I think it ties in beautifully with the clip that we're going to hear on the Spring Spirit Drive. So I'm going to hold off on that for just a moment while I jump over to the other board and give a thank you to Ree from Immaculate Conception. She has become a sustaining member. So thank you so much, Ree. I'm assuming, I don't know, R-E-E, so I don't know if that is a man or a woman. I was thinking that might be a woman. And Ree says, St. Gabriel Radio gives me inspiring, grace-filled guidance that feels tailored just for me every time I am in my car. Praise God. And that is such a true sentiment where, you know, I can remember specific times asking God for discernment in something, and I just turn on Catholic radio, and darn it, isn't he talking about that subject? So very timely. God is in the moment in Catholic radio. So thank you so much, Ree. So Lisa, so let's jump into this audio clip. And when we come back from that, you know, we'll talk about the clip and a little bit more about your personal story, because I think it's very impactful and will resonate with our listeners. But this clip is called In Everything Give Thanks. It's Father John Ricardo. Of course, we hear Christ is the Answer every Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m., a great way to start your morning. So let's listen to In Everything Give Thanks.
The cry of the early church was, come, Lord Jesus, make all things new, put it right, put it back together. And so joy has to do with the confidence that this is going to happen. And because it's going to happen, and because I know that what I'm going through is not in vain, no matter how hard it might seem, any more than the cross of Jesus was in vain. It's the means by which the world was saved, right? So no circumstance that we go through, no suffering that we go through is in vain if it's united to that and if it's done with charity. So, you know, I think of Maximilian Kolbe in the starvation bunker in Auschwitz. These are not giddy circumstances. And yet he's leading the other nine men with him in song. They're singing out of a starvation bunker. That's why the Nazis go in and they inject him with carbolic acid, because this is boosting morale in Auschwitz, and they don't want that. You know, a man condemned to die is boosting morale. Paul and Silas, chained to a stake, are singing hymns. You know, like the saints show us what God's grace is capable of doing in our lives if we'll stop fighting and let the peace of Christ control our hearts.
As I'm listening to you guys speak, I'm thinking about, so it's the Holy Spirit. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And even though it's a fruit and we have that because the Spirit dwells within us, I think joy is still a choice. We still have to choose it. And like you said, Father, it requires extraordinary work and grace to choose that. And as I'm listening to you talk about, you know, Maximilian Kolbe and, you know, St. Paul, who could be described as like the apostle of joy. It's like that quiet, abiding assurance that God is in control of every detail of my life, especially when things look uncertain and unknown. And I think that's when it's really, really hard to choose joy, because right now in the days that in which we live, everything looks uncertain. So I think we need to pray. I'm just talking to myself right now. We need to pray for the grace to choose joy, regardless of what it looks like, that ultimately every choice, I mean, every circumstance God is in.
Yeah. So as I'm hearing you speak, I mean, one of the things, I love the fact you mentioned it's a fruit of the Spirit. So just think of a tree. You don't get insta-fruit. There's no transformation coming in the church if I don't get transformed personally. Right? I mean, we can't be what we're supposed to be in the world if I'm not first who it is that God wants me to be. And that's an ongoing work, to be sure. But I gotta be doing the work, or letting the Holy Spirit do the work in me.
So one of the things we were talking about that might be really helpful is, before your day ends every night, before you lay your head on the pillow, get on your knees. Try to identify 10 things that you're grateful for that day, from the largest thing that you're grateful for to the smallest things that you're grateful for. And sometimes for me, that's, I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, or I have a warm blanket to cover me, or I've got two new kittens at home, or my family's well, or or that we've been called to mission, or that we're healthy. Just 10 things that you're grateful for, and maybe every day this week.
Let the Lord control our hearts and be grateful. Let's plant deep roots in His Word. Let's try to manifest some fruit by giving thanks at night. And remember, no matter what's going on, do not be afraid.
And of course, that was the voice of Father John Ricardo. We get to hear Father John Ricardo's wisdom on Christ is the Answer every Monday through Friday at the 7 o'clock hour. And like I said, it's such a great way to start your day. We get more calls probably on his show than any other. People just really, really love him. He is coming to Columbus, I want to remind you. And by participating in the Spring Spirit Drive, simply by calling the number 614-459-4820, you could be eligible to win four VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project. That is something that Father John Ricardo is coming to Columbus, and he doesn't travel a lot. If you know anything about him, he chooses to speak from his parish, and thank God for, you know, the radio that gets to broadcast that out, but he doesn't travel very often, and he is coming to Columbus June 18th and 19th to the Ohio Expo Center. I'm sure it's going to be packed and very, very exciting, and you can be eligible to win some tickets to that. 614-459-4820 at the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Lisa Wirth, who is from St. Paul's in Westerville. And we are also, there's so many gifts coming and going here, but we're trying to also earn Father Anthony Davis from St. Matthias his Tim Hortons gift card. And we need two more gifts to do that. And we just got one that came in. So let me say thank you to Mary at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Pickerington. And she is giving a gift. She says, I love Dr. David Anders. He is amazing. And yeah, he's a great apologist. He's just really can break down any question that anyone, you know, asks. He can just give some great references, whether it's biblical references or whatever. So he is awesome. So Lisa, let's talk about this in Everything Give Thanks. And I thought you could probably personally kind of witness to this based on what you've gone through yourself.
Yeah, so I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of cancer, when our older sons were only 1 and 2 years old. So I was a young mother with a new cancer diagnosis. And it was a very challenging time as I went through 6 months of chemotherapy and another month of radiation. But I can remember the specific moment when I received my diagnosis where it felt like time stood still. And in that moment of intense fear, I heard the words of St. Paul really just come flooding into my mind, the scripture passage from Romans that says, "For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord." So I knew at that moment that I was really given an opportunity to live out my faith very authentically. And it's interesting because in the clip, she mentions, you know, praying for the grace to choose joy. And I think that's really where I was at that point. You know, when you're just stuck in this kind of fear of the unknown, I was really drawn to receive the Eucharist as often as possible. And I began to really experience this new joy that came from knowing that it wasn't dependent on the outcome of my health condition. My joy wasn't hanging on whether I was going to live many years or not, but it was just completely dependent on Jesus, who has already won the victory. And I think that's one of the amazing benefits of Catholic radio is the fact that it's there to continually remind us. It's funny, I was actually driving this morning on the way to drop off my kids at daycare, and I heard Father Ricardo was on, and they were actually talking about that very thing, about sharing the great joy that comes from living in Christ. And I just thought, you know, just like you had said before, you know, the moment that you need to hear something, you know, it's always that thing you needed to hear, that when you turn on Catholic radio, it's like the Holy Spirit is right there with a message for you.
It is true. I mean, so you know God is there. You know that he's listening and he cares about all the details of your life. And, you know, even though we're one of a bazillion people he's created and all through time, he knows us intimately. So he knew the journey you were going on with your health. He knows all the struggles we're going through and he cares about us. And I think when we listen to Catholic radio, we start to understand that, you know, we hear people's personal stories and realize how I can't imagine how someone could get through a serious health crisis without God, without that hope, without that companion for the journey. I don't understand. I mean, it's just he's just such a helper. And I had also written down Choose Joy. That really hit me too in this audio clip, because life is obviously going to have struggles. None of us get the free pass on, you know, the struggle-free life. It's always going to have something. And we have the two options. We can either suffer through it and feel mad and bad and frustrated, you know, or we can choose joy and say, you know, Lord, I don't prefer this. Neither did Jesus prefer drinking from that chalice right at the end. But, you know, when we do choose him, as so many saints have modeled so beautifully for us, he's going to help us and he's going to make sense of that suffering and he's going to make good use of that suffering. And we're going to feel uplifted. And, you know, it kind of reminds me too of Lourdes. I've written about Lourdes, but been over there. And, you know, people who suffer physically, and maybe they go there for miracles, but the miracles are happening all the time, but they're not always in the way people expect them, but the spiritual miracles and the conversions of heart. And that's another benefit I think we see with Catholic radio. It brings about this conversion of heart as it's forming us to be disciples and helping us to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and say, okay, I'm ready for another day, whatever that handles and or whatever that comes with. And you know, if you turn on secular news, you're about to blow your head off with what's going on in the world. So you have to come here. You have to come here for that peace and solitude and just that ability to get through another day, right?
Yeah, and I think we have to remember that, you know, we say choose joy like it's something that we just completely do on our own. But I know in my own experience that the ability to choose joy is a special grace from God. So I think it's just important for us to remember that, you know, when we're struggling, that this is not something that we can make happen on our own, that we really have to be dependent on Jesus, because that's really where that grace comes from.
Yeah, absolutely. You're listening to the Spring Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Lisa Wirth from St. Paul and I are talking about Catholic radio and about our faith walks and the benefits that we're getting from being a part of this amazing apostolate. And while you were speaking, we had another gift come in from Katie at Holy Family. She's giving a gift. She says she listens to the Mass via streaming, and she likes the Divine Mercy Chaplet as well. And with her gift, now we just earned Father Anthony Davis his gift card. So Father Anthony Davis from St. Matthias, we send you a Tim Hortons gift card. So we're just, you know, continuing to reach that goal. And the next priest we have lined up here is Monsignor Joseph Hendricks. He is the pastor of St. Bridget of Kildare. So let's hear from you, St. Bridget's folks, at 614-459-4820. If you're near a computer, stgabrielradio.com, that's the way to give. And again, looking for leadership gifts of $1,000 or more. We're looking for sustaining members to step up to the plate. $20 or more a month, we set it up for you so you don't have to think about it, but it is a great way to support the station. You can increase your membership if you are already a sustaining member. One-time gifts, and people have been giving two- and three-time gifts because I see the same names coming up once in a while. So any gift of any amount is welcome. And business members, $60 a month is for 100 mentions a year. So really, really good way to promote your business. And again, we have prizes like those. Don't forget that Father John Ricardo experience, June 18th and 19th. You could win 4 tickets to that. So please pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. Lisa, do you have any special invites or challenges you want to give out there for people to give today?
Yeah, I just want to encourage all of my fellow parishioners at St. Paul the Apostle of Westerville to call in and donate, become a sustaining member. We would love to have you call in.
And Catholic radio, I think, has had a huge impact on both you and your husband's journey. I think if I have my notes right on that, just talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so it's interesting that I began listening to Catholic radio all of those years, like while I was an older teenager and into my early 20s, And I know that all of those times that I was listening and learning things, that it really prepared me for later whenever I met my husband, we started dating. He actually is a convert to Catholicism since then. But all the time that I was learning things, it was preparing me for conversations that we would have. And, you know, he actually ended up working in Columbus. And, of course, you can't go anywhere in Columbus without seeing AM820 bumper magnets. So he began listening to AM820. And just all the conversations that we had in our early years of dating and, you know, and into our engaged time just really were really influenced by listening to Catholic radio. So we're just really thankful for everything that AM820 does. I know I was talking to my husband about coming on the radio, and he shared with me that one of the things that he loves and why he continues to listen to AM820 is that it really allows him to feel solidarity in his thoughts and questions about the faith, that so many others are going through the same things and have the same questions. So there's just sort of this, you know, camaraderie that we're all in this together.
Yes, very much so. It has kept us together even through COVID and all that isolation. It has kept us together. We realize we're not alone. There's a lot of people, a growing family. And when you go to those men's and women conferences, you start to see them. Wow, look at all these people who are on fire about their faith, too. And that is so uplifting. Lisa, thank you so much. Hey, before I let you go, I'm going to say there was another gift that came in while you were just speaking. And that is from Laura at St. Francis de Sales Parish, and she's given a gift. She says St. Gabriel Radio gives her an injection of faith and hope, and I think that's just really powerful way to say a benefit for Catholic radio. So thank you so much, Laura. And Lisa, thank you again for your presence, for sharing your story and all the beautiful ministries you do there up at St. Paul's in Westerville, and for just being a great listener and encouraging others to listen as well. You have a blessed day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. God bless. And we're going to let her go in the next half hour, last half hour of the Spirit Drive today. I'll be joined by Joe Zeno. He's over at St. Bridget's of Kildare. So we want to hear some St. Bridget's people. Pick up the phone, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Remember, we're doing a matching gift, dollar for dollar, and it's only good now for the last half hour of today. And you don't see this every hour of the Spirit Drive. It is special. Double your money. Pick up the phone, get on your computer, and we'll see you right after this break.
Hello, friends. This is Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy, host of EWTN Global Catholic Radio's Open Line Tuesday. It's time to evangelize, and Catholic radio is the premier tool to do it. This platform is reaching hearts and minds that otherwise might not hear the life-saving truth of the gospel. Even one soul is a soul worth saving, and now is your chance. During our pledge drive this spring, make a pledge to ensure that every soul can hear the life-saving truth. No matter the dollar amount, your donation will make a difference. And what a beautiful gift that is to give. Please support Catholic Radio so that others can know the love of our Lord. God bless you.
Thanks, Father Wade. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of hope is seen in St. Maria Faustina. St. Faustina was called by God to become a religious sister and to receive his merciful love. Jesus asked her to tell the world about his mercy because people needed hope. People can struggle with despair, fearing they cannot overcome sin, or be afraid they won't be forgiven. Jesus gives us the virtue of hope, asking us to trust him for our personal salvation. St. Faustina lived this hope and teaches us to pray, "Jesus, I trust in you." Let us ask St. Faustina to pray for us, that we may grow in hope. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
Hi, this is Gary Zimek with another peaceful pause. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares about you. 1 Peter 5:7. Isn't that a great message from St. Peter? Every one of us has something stressing us out, causing us to worry, and yet we seek out friends all over the place. Many times those friends are busy, they've got their own problems, and they can't even find the time to listen. But here we have a reminder from St. Peter to cast our cares, our burdens on the Lord Jesus, who not only cares, but he can do something about our problems. What a great offer. Don't pass it up. For more information, visit me at followingthetruth.com.
"60 Seconds with Mother Angelica."
The Eucharist is the